you talked to Aaron Rodgers this week? He reached out. I know you guys are friends. It's pretty well documented. Some people call it a bromance.
Oh, really? I don't call it that.
What do you call it?
Call what? My relationship with him?
Yeah.
It's just, we know each other. Yeah, we're friends.
Have you reached out this week?
No, we haven't.
And hello again, everyone. A very pleasant good evening and welcome to Foxborough's Gillette Stadium for this week 9 encounter of the 6-2 New England Patriots and the 3-3-1 Green Bay Packers. And as always, it is great to have you with us, and especially so for this matchup of two of the most famous franchises in sports.
Patriots! Go Patriots!
What a Crimson motion. Brady with a fake to him. Pitches it left for James White. To the 10, to the 5. A touch to the end zone. Touchdown! Patriots!
Statement opening drive. Man, this place is going berserk right now.
Off of the eye. Devil in the fullback up in front of Cordarrelle Patterson. Takes the hand up and Brady runs up the middle. Lowering his shoulders. Driving into the end zone. Touchdown!
First guy to go to him on the sideline is Bill Belichick.
Takes the snap, he hands it to White, he runs it to the left side, he's in this time! Touchdown, Patriots! And they're back in the lead!
Back are Gordon and Hogan, now Edelman in short motion. Brady screens,
lateral.
It's a lateral to Edelman, he's looking to throw. He throws it back to James White, left side of the field. He runs to the 35, 30, 25-20, 15-10,
and he's tripped up, diving inside the 5!
Rodgers, a hand to Jones. He runs it to the left side, he fumbles, ball is loose, Patriots should have it! They got it. The Patriots take it over. Second and 10. Brady drops back, throws it down the left side. Wide open. Gordon makes the catch. Slips a hit. Goodbye. 20, 15, 10. Touchdown, Patriots.
Oh, start the buses. What a Sunday night.
Patriots with an impressive win over Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, start the buses.
Dave Bat, and we're here to rock. Like ours could never be stopped. See, it's three of us, and I know we're fresh. Party rockers, non-stoppers, and our names are deaf. C, the J is for just, the other for jamming. The F is for fresh, A-N-D, deaf. Behind the turntables is DJ Train. Mixing and scratching is the name of the game. Now, here's a little something about nosy people. It's not real hard, it's plain and simple. Baby D.
Yeah, not standing.
Supersonic.
There we go. Supersonic. Not holding up. No, it's not. It's really not.
This sounds right. Just like the Egyptian Lover song.
Yeah,
it's almost the same exact beat.
He might have produced this song for all I know.
He may have, but I mean, that's like the exact. But then again, a lot of songs back in the day had that beat.
He invented that whole thing.
That's very early Sir Mix-a-Lot, too.
Sir Mix-a-Lot, Posse's on Broadway, is a direct ripoff of. Can we turn this down? Is a direct ripoff of Paul Revere, if you want to think about it.
By the way, the Posse's on Broadway is an awful song.
It's a great song, but it is a direct ripoff of Paul Revere. It's almost the exact same cut in the background. So, interesting. We're talking about, caller said, and he saw that Zolak had been taking smelling salts.
Yeah, before that, he said he was by the broadcast booth, and he looked up right before the game started, and he said he saw Scott Zolak popping one of those little bags of ammonia salts and just, like, doing a huffing, and then apparently smash it against the wall.
Because Lord knows he needs more energy. So so Rich was like, I'll do smelling salts. So, they're not illegal or anything. So
no, you just buy them at the store.
The conversation with Bird is really fruitful. Now you're always hesitant to tell the truth. Just you're hesitant sometimes to
what I told you that would happen.
No, I know. Yeah. But on the air, I want you to say.
Sure.
Okay, so you go and because I want to know your process because I've been through mine several times.
Sure.
All right. So the process. Okay, you go to Bird.
I said, Bird, could you please call the closest like pharmacies, like CVS or Walgreens, and see if they have any of the smelling salts. And he goes, okay. So I go and I check back a few minutes later. I have not gotten an update from Bird, so I had to go back and check. And I said, so did they say that they have it or they don't? He went, yeah. And I went, no, do they say that they have them or if they don't? He goes, yeah, no. And I'm like, yeah, no, do they or don't they? And he goes, no, they don't have them. And I said, okay, did you ask them if they have, like, the ammonia tablets? You know, did you ask them if they have ammonia? And he goes, no, what's ammonia? I said, well, those are smelling salts, but maybe they might need the actual name.
In Everett, they just huffed gas.
So he's looked. Now, any luck there, Bird, since then?
Zero.
Zero. Okay.
I could go on Amazon Prime and buy some.
That's not going to help this morning.
I'm going to have a quicker turnaround.
I understand you could Google it and find it and have someone send it to you.
I mean, there's a Walmart in Quincy. They must have it.
Take you an hour.
Yeah, that's not.
It's way far away. It's not what we're looking for.
There's a Walmart in Quincy that will have it. Nothing around here. That one's notorious for its ammonia. Now, tablets. Now, Bird, the last time we talked, we learned so much about you. We learned that you lost your virginity. Not you lost your virginity. You had sex with. Are you still with your girlfriend? I want to make sure.
Yes.
First. Okay. When are you proposing?
I have no timeline for that yet.
Okay. If you had
once she graduates her nursing college stuff, then maybe after a little bit after that.
Okay. How much do you have saved right now?
For a ring?
Yeah.
Like a grand.
Okay. She'll be thrilled. So,
yeah, but I have in for Ross Simon's Jewelers, so I'm good.
Okay. So they'll give you.
My best friend's dad, used to own the place.
Okay.
So I just, he even told me, he goes, just give me a call and I'll walk down and.
Can I hook you up? All right. So how do you see yourself proposing? Because we've learned that the first time you had sex was in a Honda Pilot.
He's going to go.
I have a few ideas. I don't want to say on the air. I'll tell you off air.
You're going to go to a romantic place like the back of the Square One Mall.
No.
This thing has casino written all
over it. No, they're going to Spinelli's.
You know what he's going to do? Baby. They're going to be playing the Wheel of Fortune slot machine, and he's going to go, everything came up love. All right, so.
You know what? Dan, you nailed it. This has the Everett Casino, like, all over it. You know you're going to do it there, aren't you?
No, I don't want to do it there.
Why not?
No, he's so cheesy.
You know he's going to put it in, like, cake, and she's going to ingest it, and he's going to have to sift through her feces, like, the entire time.
No.
All right.
That's
now,
how you know it's love.
Now, Bird. So, Bird, a lot of people enjoyed. So, you first made love to her in a Honda Pilot.
Yes.
Have you had sex in a car since then?
No.
Never?
No. Swear to God.
Okay.
No.
Where did you lose your virginity?
Maine.
Okay. Outside?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah. Interesting. Do tell. How old were you?
15.
Okay. Same with me. When I lost my virginity, it was hell. But you seem to have more confidence than me, so I'm sure it went better. Now, how did this all go down?
I met this girl at a Winnebago campground in Maine, and we just hit it off, and she said, let's go. I'm like, it was a few days later. She said, let's go.
She said, let's go?
Yeah.
All right, so did you do
it? All right, we're going to do this or what?
Did you do it in the woods?
Yes. It was, oh, this is so cheesy. It was in the woods. There's a beach in front of it, and the sun was setting.
Oh, so it was light out?
Yeah.
Okay. And so,
were there other people around?
No.
That he knows of. So, did you put a blanket down?
Yes.
Okay. Was it romantic?
I don't remember. It didn't last long.
Yeah. Well, mine lasted far, far too long. I went through like 9 condoms just falling off. All right. So that's beautiful. Where do you and your girlfriend make love now?
Bedroom.
Okay, at your house?
Yeah.
So do your parents...
Her house or my house.
But are you a little, like, weirded out when you go upstairs with her at her house that her parents know you're about to make love?
No. No. They don't know that we're doing that.
Well, I think they would be a little...
They do now.
My father doesn't listen, so... It's cool.
Well, get him on it.
Does she live at home?
She has her own place with her sister.
You ever thought about moving in with her?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. As soon as my parents sell the house, I'm probably going to head over there.
When's that going to be?
They've been looking for the past 3-4 months.
Kicked out.
They want to go to Point of Pines and Revere. My mother wants to go somewhere by the beach.
Oh, it's beautiful. So... it's her lifelong dream. All right, so she's going to be on the water by Revere.
Yes.
All right, are you a little nervous that they're selling the house?
No.
It's where you grew up.
No, I'll miss the house, but yeah, move on.
How old were you when you first lived in that room?
Teenager, because I lived on the second floor, then they did the attic over, and me and my brother moved up there.
Okay.
All right.
He said, it's time to move on. Where's she been living for 30 years? Time to move on.
Why won't you just move out on your own before they move from
I'm just saving more and more money. That's all.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. How much you got racked up now?
I have no idea. I haven't looked.
Okay. Well, so you're not embarrassed when your parents see you walk up with your girl that...
No. They don't think anything of it.
Somebody said Bird is absolutely proposing on the Jumbotron at Fenway. Bank it.
No. No, I'm not doing that. That's too cheesy. No way. Okay. No way.
All right.
Can I take this call?
No, no, no.
Okay.
So you have a couple of ideas?
Huh?
Why change it now? So you have a couple of ideas?
Yeah, I have a few ideas.
Okay, give us one that's similar, but not it. So just not to spoil it.
What's up?
Maybe the place where you lost your virginity?
No.
Okay. Can you
I haven't thought about where yet, though. That's the only thing. I have I want to do it with, like, her family and my family there and, like...
You want to do it in front of her family?
Yeah.
She's going to hate that.
I don't think she will.
Yeah. Don't do it in front of her family.
So just do it privately?
Because what is
her one-on-one?
Yeah, yeah. Do it privately. Have a moment.
Okay.
I don't think you do it in front of the family.
All right.
Do you have an idea of where you would want to do it?
I was thinking of going to Disney in February, and she's like, don't you dare.
Think about doing it at Disney?
Yeah, she said, don't you dare do that. I was like, all right.
All right. Dilly, hello. Dilly, hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi.
You're on the air, Dilly. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
24, 25, 55.
Sure.
9, 60.
Well, I'll raise you too.
What is happening?
You raise two?
I race everything. Snails, hobbits.
What you got going on today, Dilly?
I was just calling in on... I just missed Troy Brown.
Yeah.
And I had a question for him.
Okay, what was the question?
Did he have 6 plays in 10 minutes?
5:15.75.
Yeah. It was more like 9 meals in 20 minutes.
Dilly, what you like doing for fun?
I'll have to call you back.
It's too crazy.
What's your favorite cartoon, Dilly?
I don't want that coming back.
Yeah, I know.
It'll crush you in the end.
Dilly, where'd you lose your virginity?
Why would you want to know that?
I don't know. I just want to get to know Dilly.
I'm not Dilly.
Oh, yeah? What? Who are you?
Well, I'm not Dilly.
Are you Maud?
No.
Hildegard?
No.
Jeremiah?
No.
Who are you?
Listen, I better go.
All right, Dilly.
I'm not Dilly.
I know. Good luck on that case today.
So you said 9 and 20?
Dilly, you've called 12,000 times?
No.
All right, Dilly, yeah, so what do you say, 920?
No, he said 6 and 10.
Yeah, and I go half dozen of the other. Baker's dozen, who cares, you know? I'll say this to you, and then I want a response, and then I'll let you go 4.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
The number 4.
Okay.
What do you think?
For what?
I don't want to dilly dally. You get that? You love that one, don't you?
Little play on words here.
Yeah, a little play on words.
What do these numbers mean to you?
5:15.75.
I couldn't hear it really.
Okay, Dilly.
All right.
You have a wonderful day. Good luck with the surgery. I'm hoping that your hands are stable enough.
12,000 times?
You know what I'll tell you.
Numbers.
I'll go 12,001. And a cloud. What do I have to do to impress? Ice cream sundaes? All right, Dilly. Anything else you want to say?
Dilly.
Yeah. Dilly. Again with the Dilly.
Dilly, that's how you're... What's your name?
Debbie.
Oh, Debbie.
Okay.
Okay, Debbie. All right. Well, all I'll say is this is six tree water. Okay? You know what I'm talking about. All right, Dilly.
Dilly, what do you think of Sarge?
What do I think of Sarge?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I better go. Bye-bye.
All right, Dilly.
All right, thank you, Sarge. I, Dilly, whatever your name is.
515-75.
We'll return.
98.5. Toucher and Rich.
Around. You play to win the game.
The NFL.
Oh, his hands.
In 15 minutes, give or take.
Unicorns, show ponies, where's the beat?
98.5, the Sports Hub, where Toucher and Rich around the NFL is brought to you by Leonard Hair. Schedule your free consultation with the hair loss doctors of former NFL players Wes Welker, Rob Ninkovich, Sebastian Vollmer, and Chris Gronkowski. Call Dr. Matthew Lepresti and Dr. Robert Leonard at 1-800-GET-HAIR.
All right. I don't care that the Saints dealt the Rams their first loss of the season. My favorite thing of the entire week, maybe one of my favorite things of the entire season, happened during the Saints game. And what made it even better was Troy Aikman's reaction to it.
Lady, Kamara starts in the slot. Passes to Thomas. He's gone. Touchdown, Saints. 72 yards to Michael Thomas on third down.
Well, you see Marcus Peters, he's not even ready. And he's trying to communicate. Michael Thomas just simply runs right by him. And you know, the Saints are going to be penalized for this celebration at the end of the play using a prop. That's very uncharacteristic of Michael Thomas. The cell phone that he hit prior to the game. This is too big of a game to be risking those kinds of yards. But Marcus Peters confused on the play, and they pay for it.
Michael Thomas pulled a Joe Horn, the greatest touchdown celebration of all time, and he hid a flip phone underneath the goalpost. And after he scored the touchdown, picked it up and pretended he was making a phone call.
I was watching it live, and it didn't really land.
It's the greatest touchown celebration of all time when Joe Horn did it.
This really didn't land.
Oh, I thought it was awesome because all his friends kept trying to come up and like give him a high five, and he was like, wait, and he went and got it under the thing and started trying to make a phone call.
But he didn't really commit to the phone call. I'm giving that the judge, if I'm judging it, I'm giving a 6 out of 10.
Oh, God bless him. And I love the fact that Troy Aikman with his finger wagging, oh, you can't be doing something like this in a game like this. No, it's the greatest.
You know, Sean Payton wasn't happy with him.
You're hiding one at each end, right?
Yeah, you have to.
You don't know what end zone you're going to disappear into, right?
Yes.
So that's ingenious.
The only thing I didn't notice is whether or not it was a flip phone.
It was a flip phone.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a throwback.
Oh, come
throwback
on.
Throwback, an homage to Joe Horn.
It's the greatest.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
I'm telling you, as someone who watched it live, it probably seems a lot cooler than it was.
Here's why a lot of people were confused by it, because there was a long-ass silence after he picked it up because none of them knew how to react as he picked up the phone. It might have been 10 full seconds of them not saying anything when he picked up the phone and was dialing it, because I think that they're like, well, we can't encourage this. We can't say this is great because obviously this is going to get the team in trouble and the flag has been thrown.
He picks up the phone and he just kind of like walks away with it to his ear. Like,
the best part was the ref who threw the flag literally at his feet. Take that. Here's a flag. Like,
he had to lift the whole thing and then he couldn't find the phone.
The ref wanted to make sure he saw him throwing a flag. See?
Right.
Yeah, it's 15 yards, young man.
When
Joe Horn did it, it was
the best.
An act of selfishness. It was really admirable.
Right? You just don't care.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of someone who does care, maybe a little too much, and maybe that's his problem, is Sam Darnold.
corrals it, and he's picked off. On the return, it's Baker, and Baker scores!
You wish you could have it back once it comes out of your hand because you know nothing good is going to come from it.
Sam Darnold.
I watched that game in its entirety. It might be one of the worst sporting events I've ever seen.
Four interceptions, one pick six against Miami, and the Jets just look off.
They have no offense. They're defensively, they're good, but offensively, they have no line. In fact, Bowles went nuts on them during the course of the week because they have no running game because they can't block. Darnold's getting beaten to a pulp. And they has no in the throat.
Okay, I got the numbers here for you.
Okay.
Week 2 through 9, Sam Darnold, 143 of 268, that's 53%, 9 touchdowns, 13 picks.
Yeah.
If you take out the Detroit game.
Yeah, he's not played well, but having watched him, I'm telling you, it's not his fault. He's in a very unfortunate situation. How was Manning his rookie year?
No, he wasn't good. He wasn't good.
Not good.
No, and yeah, they threw him the keys. Same thing. They said, all right, it's yours. Go. And we were the worst team in the league last year.
They're going to fire Bowles.
They shouldn't.
Yeah, they should at this point.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, Kansas City is still a steamroller.
Give to Hunt. And Hunt dodging tacklers to the end zone for the touchdown.
Well, 5 touchdowns on the day for the Chiefs. 3 of them by Kareem Hunt, 2 of them by Travis Kelce.
Yeah, 3 touchdowns for Kareem Hunt. I mean, if you have anybody on your fantasy team that's basically a Chief, you're doing all right as John Wallach pumps his fist.
Yes.
However, there was something that you never see yesterday. There was an intentional grounding penalty that was called on Patrick Mahomes when he tried to spike the ball. Did you guys see that yesterday?
No, I did not see that.
Yeah, a flag was thrown. As a matter of fact, there had to be an explanation. The NFL intentional grounding rule says intentional grounding is to be called when a quarterback throws the ball away when, quote, facing an imminent loss of yardage because of pressure from the defense. Mahomes wasn't facing an imminent loss of yardage, so why was that intentional grounding? The different section says, however, a quarterback can only spike the ball to stop a running game clock, so I don't know what Mahomes does not want to do. It was one of the stranger things that I've ever seen. But then every week we find some weird rule that gets like a guy getting kicked out of that Patriots game yesterday for a light slap across the face. How dare you? How dare you? Anybody want to hear 35 seconds worth of the Buffalo Bills effing up?
Yeah, sure. Is Dilly involved?
Let's, I don't know if Dilly's involved. It's
juggled and eventually caught by Jason Kroon. The ball comes out and the Bears have it. It's a fumble and a takeaway. Eddie Jackson going the other way for the Chicago touchdown. Peterman open, juggled, and it looks like it's taken away, and it is. It's another interception. Peterman's throw, and that's another takeaway for the Bears. Leonard Floyd with a touchdown for Chicago. Peterman, and that's picked off the ground. Kyle Fuller has an interception.
41-9, the final score of yesterday's game.
As I said before, that is the first time, I think that's Peterman's 8th game, that is the first time Peterman has started and finished a football game.
If Buffalo keeps that number one overall pick, they should have their heads examined. I mean, you got it. You need all the draft capital.
Yeah, I don't think there's that stud quarterback. A lot of people talk about this kid from Oregon, but yeah. I don't think he's a Peyton Manning guy.
No,
I agree with you. You trade down and get as many damn picks as you can to fill in as many holes as you can.
Yeah, absolutely. At least they would have the trade capital, which the Jets don't have.
I heard even after his horrendous game yesterday, do you have 3 interceptions, Peterman? Even after his horrendous game, his passer rating went up. That's how bad he has
3
been.
Interceptions, 1 touchdown, 7 picks in 4 games.
Yeah, this year. Unbelievable. Yeah. So, there you go. Go Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
Career passer rating, by the way, is 32.7. I just thought I'd tell you guys that.
Yeah, I think it went up.
It's 30 for this year, but his career passer rating is 32.7 in 8 games.
All right, do you want to continue
this? I'm not going.
What's that?
I'm not going.
And you know what's funny about that is that that was Bird's F up. Her name was Debbie.
Again with the Dilly.
All right. Real quick.
12,000 times?
I don't. Tom, go ahead.
Good eggs, boys. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, man?
All right, real quick, Bert, if you're listening, man, you're going to propose to your girl. You take her up north. You take her to Vermont or Maine. What I did with my wife, I booked us a weekend up at a culinary resort in Vermont. They had a wedding planner that was stationed in the resort, and I told her, hey, I'm planning on proposing to my girlfriend tonight. We're staying in one of your deluxe suites. Can you help me out? I want to just do the rose petals. Will you marry me on the bed? Some of her favorite candies and flowers, all that good jazz. Not only did she do that, when I got up there, we checked out at like 9 o'clock on a Friday night, and my girlfriend, now wife at the time, went up to the room to get the bags, and the girl at the desk said, so when are you going to ask? And I'm like, excuse me? And she goes, oh, yeah, our wedding planner told the whole staff here at the resort that you're Tom, and you're planning to propose to your girl tonight. You have the whole staff at your disposal whenever you want to do it. So, the people at the spa were ready to help me whenever I wanted to ask. There was the bar, the dining room, the lunch room that they had there. Like, the whole staff was eyeing me like, hey, when are you going to ask, guy? When are you going to ask? You do something like that because then she'll be completely blown away and surprised. You make it nice and personal. Don't put in front of the family. I agree with Rich.
All right. Yeah, I thought he was going Sarge.
Yeah, you thought there was a Sarge ending there.
Yeah. Mm. You know what he's going to do is he's going to just put it in like a trash can on the street in Everett.
And she just thinks she's just going to eventually find it because everyone goes to the trash cans?
Yeah. I'm not going. It's like, look at them. I think they're throwing out perfectly good stuff.
Again with the dilly.
Or he's going to put it in like underneath a couch cushion on a couch on the street. Help me lift this in the house.
I'm tired. Why don't we sit out?
When they're bringing it up the stairs, the ring comes out.
Hey, there you go.
Would you be mine? Here are the headlines.
12,000
pounds. 98.5 Sports Hub. These days, about who is the greatest ever. About who has the titles, the raw talent, the most clutch moments. I get it. It's a tough call. I mean, even the jersey numbers are the same. But maybe the best way to settle this debate is to play it out head to head. I'll watch that.
I mean, come on. The greatest of all time. That was my favorite narrative that they tried to push all week long.
They pushed it, and you can agree with me if you want, and I it's fine, but they pushed it, and I'm telling you, Green Bay's not that good a team.
No. You're talking about Aaron Rodgers
and Tom
Brady.
No, I know. But by saying, Aaron Rodgers is, the greatest, you're pushing a narrative that's a good team.
But they're always in there. Ever since Aaron Rodgers has been there, they're always in the conversation. And you know what? They'll probably still be in the conversation at the end of the season. They got some stuff to work out. We know that. And that division is weird. Like, that whole division has been strange. Trubisky one week seems like he's the worst ever, and then all of a sudden
you're all waiting, killing you're it, and waiting for Minnesota to get started.
Sure,
and all we're doing.
They're
is
the only
for
real
Minnesota
team. Like, they're the only team that you look at and you think is elite. Well, I mean, except for the Packers. The Packers can be. They could turn it around too. But the Bears, I don't believe in. The Detroit, obviously,
Detroit was horrific yesterday, and that load Patricia has got a lot of balls. Boy, did he make a mistake. The week that you go after that reporter for slouching to show some respect, you go out and play like that. I mean, they suck. They suck. I mean, Caldwell looks like the second coming of
Belichick.
Vince Lombardi.
Yeah.
I mean, boy, did he pick a show some respect. You know what? Win a game, fatso. You know, it just you're all discombobulated. You traded gold. By the way, they offered Golden Tate money, and they lowballed him, so they had to trade him.
Yeah, that was Minnesota just spanked him 24-9 yesterday.
You see what I'm stuck watching?
Yes, you have the Jets and you have the Lions.
And the Jets were in the game. By the way, I just was recalling, and no one cares, but their center, they're out of the shotgun a lot. He must have snapped it over Darnold's head 17 times. And then they finally put in their backup center with 5 minutes left in the game.
Yeah, that Vikings-Lions game, not pretty.
No.
Down at 14. Pocket collapses again on Stafford, and he is going to pitch it
And the ball is on the ground. Minnesota scoops it up.
Sacked nine times.
His way into the end zone is to Neil Hunter. That is a touchdown.
Nine times.
You got sacked nine times yesterday?
Yes.
Hardy had a great tweet I saw. It went by during the day. It said, today is the day that Matthew Stafford officially became a Lion after that pitch back.
By the way, first-round pick on their center, that T.J. Lang guy who might have been hurt, but they've invested a tremendous amount into that
Patriots wanted
line.
That guy. Whoever the offensive lineman's name escapes me.
T.J. Lang?
No. The guy that Lions Ragnow. Drafted this year.
Ragnow,
yeah. The Patriots wanted to trade up and get him. That Patriots really wanted that guy.
If he played for the Patriots, he'd probably be all pro.
Okay, I thought about you, Fred.
Load Patricia.
I thought about you this week, and I know how much you love Matt Patricia. Let's talk about another coordinator under Bill Belichick at one point. This is a story that came out yesterday morning on NFL Game Day. Ian Rappaport, who of course is an NFL Network insider that we know and love, said that New England Patriots offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels is, quote, open to potential head coaching opportunities in the aftermath of Hugh Jackson's dismissal in Cleveland.
Yeah!
We know that this comes after committing to the Indianapolis Colts, having a staff hired, and then saying, nah, I'm good. I'm going to stay here.
I want to go play with, like, arguably the worst owner in sports.
Yeah.
Or maybe not in sports, but in football.
No, but in football.
I mean,
you're
I've been offered all these positions that I've turned down. You know what I really want to be is in Cleveland with that douche owner that doesn't even care about the team. Maybe he sees something in Mayfield that he believes he's the next Tom Brady. Oh, no, that's right. He drafted Tim Tebow.
But this continues to support my argument that Josh McDaniels is still going to be a wanted man, even though he completely did the Colts wrong.
Well, it is Cleveland now, and we just got through saying how bad the owner is.
Well, you're right, but my whole thing was that there is still going to be a team, after all that, will want Josh McDaniels.
Let's see if it's multiple teams or if it's just Cleveland. Then you will have your argument.
Well, you're going to
know
have
that
multiple
they want
fires.
Him? I mean, he's said that he'd be
right. No, this there's no. Yeah, there's, no, no it's not right. The other direction. But let's just say Cleveland has been mentioned. I'm sure this starts kind of a brush fire, and by the end of the season, let's see if a team other than Cleveland approaches Josh McDaniels.
Didn't they pass some sort of new NFL rule to stop something like that from happening again because of Josh McDaniels?
Yes.
It's like the Josh McDaniels rule.
Yes.
To where, and what is it, that these guys can sign earlier now?
Yes.
Or
okay. Yeah, you don't have to wait until your team's done.
Well, that actually makes sense. But, I mean, you got to think, if you're the team that's trying to court Josh McDaniels, like you are saying, meet me with your lawyer.
I want nothing to do with him. After the load that Patricia is and every other idiot that come out of that.
That's the thing, Fred. You're exactly right. You can't stand up there and criticize a guy in the media for not respecting the position and slouching unless you are Bill effing Belichick. Unless you have an impeccable track record.
He wore a Barstool Goodell clown nose shirt off the plane from the Super Bowl.
Right, he's telling somebody to respect.
He's not in a three-piece suit up there, you know, charming. He's not Clark Gable. He wears a tent with his dumb pencil in his ear. Oh, boy, was that a bad week. I wish I could. Boy, if you want to hear something, hear this guy Valente that's on the Detroit Sports Radio. He's going to go insane. They had to get rid of the Lions because he was so critical of them.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He yanked him off the station. Well, you want to hear Seattle lose a game on the final play? Why not?
Wilson. Dropped! The Chargers win! Dropped by David Moore!
How about the Chargers at 6-2? They won 25-17 yesterday.
Very, very quietly. I mean,
Will Brinson somewhere.
We've been talking about them for years.
Because no one believes in them.
Yeah.
That's why. It's because they always find a way to crap themselves.
Only have about 30,000 fans show up.
packed house at StubHub, whatever it is, and wherever they play now.
Phillip Rivers having like an unbelievable MVP-esque year.
You have to believe, ultimately, however, Phillip Rivers will turn back into Phillip Rivers at some point.
They will crap themselves. That's why nobody's talking about them, because we've seen this movie a thousand
times
before.
They're in the same division as Kansas City, exactly.
Yep. Kansas City right now, the only team that is, 7-1?
Yeah, 7-1 loss to the Patriots. That's it.
8-1, yeah.
8-1, yep.
So there you have it. Around the NFL. And there's only... Pittsburgh's so sloppy. There's only pretty much... It's going to be Kansas City and the Patriots, and it should be a fantastic game. All right. We will be back. Someone, I don't know who, but someone called with the earliest Sarge call... in the history of Sarge calls.
I don't know if this will ever be topped. I don't know if it will ever be topped.
Now you see. There's the challenge right there.
All right.
It's a challenge.
All right. We'll be right back.
Again with the Dilly.
Stay tuned for Toucher and Rich on 98.5 Sports Hub.
Brady screen lateral to lateral to Edelman. He's looking to throw. He throws it back to James White, left side of the field. He runs to the 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, and he's tripped up diving inside the 5.
Woo. Now what a play call that was.
All right, we will talk to Scott Solak in just one moment, but I did tease this. The earliest Sarge call ever. It even preceded our show.
4:50 in the morning is when this we got in this morning, and there were a bunch of people tweeting us saying that, hey, did you hear what was just on the Amy Lawrence show? And we said, nope. We checked the tape, and here's what we heard.
You know, with Belichick coaching him, I think it's a great addition, you know, moving forward. But also I had another thought. I don't know if you're familiar with the Boston Sports Radio or not, but Mike Sarge Riley, I know you guys have got a guy leaving Isaac. You might want to recruit him. He's just awful, but maybe he could go over there and you can make him better.
Did you say he's awful, so you want to hand him off to me because he's awful?
I just think you might be able to make him better.
Yeah, nice. Nice way to twist that into a compliment, man. we're okay for now. Thank you. I don't know who he is. I'm sure he's not as bad as you think.
All right. Have a good night.
Thanks, Nick. That was Nick's thought about the Patriots. I do not know who he is. I don't know if he's awful. He could be great. I do know that sports radio listeners are not always the best judge. Sometimes you bring some preconceived notions. Many people think I'm awful. It's just, it comes with the territory. It's after.
Wouldn't that be the only judgment?
Aha!
If you're on a sports talk radio program, would be the way the audience.
Yeah, that's an insult to our listeners. I don't like that very much. How dare you go down that path? But that was at 4:50. I admired the moxie on that gentleman.
New record.
He didn't really standard slide it in. Set.
No.
But you do what you can. Hello, Scott Solak.
Is she trying to be funny? Because he would be 800 times better than her.
Sarge would be. There is no question.
Sarge
about
would
that.
Be.
He would
totally
be.
Would be.
All right. So Solak, we had a caller phone us this morning saying that they were sitting right in front of the booth yesterday, and before the broadcast, they saw you crushing a pack of smelling salts and then smashing it against the wall before you went on the air. Is that true?
A little bit. You get me going. Sometimes, you know, when I'm in a locker room and on the road, I go in there and I get gum or Advil because you know you're going to have a headache by halftime. And then one time I saw a smelling salts, so I stocked up on them. I keep a couple in my bag. That was a big game last night. You got to get yourself going a little bit.
All right. Now, how long does that effect last?
Oh, man, about 5 seconds, and then come to.
Okay.
Like, Brewski was the best at it. Brewski used to do them all the time, and then he ended up saying weird stuff, and you couldn't understand what he was saying. Tongues. And then he started headbutting his locker. This is now he's all, like, executive Teddy now, like, all cleaned up. Brewski used to have one of those Ted Johnson necks and have a mullet, and he was just a different dude when we played with him.
Okay, so when you're in the booth and you do those smelling salts, did you indeed smash it against the wall when you were done?
I didn't really smash against the wall. I just threw it over there on the side. But, you know, it stings those nostrils, man. It snaps you, too.
Have you ever taken one of those before you went on the air here, like before your shift?
No, I could do that, though. All you do is get a big jug of ammonia and sit there and smell it.
That sounds good.
Is there anything else in your life that you use smelling salts before doing?
Oh, God, no. Okay. Just football.
Okay, just calling the game. All right. Well, it's you.
I'm going to get my kid doing them soon, too. Going to get him cranked up. He needs to start waking up a little. He's going to play tackle for the first time next year.
All right. How old is he?
9.
All right. Yeah, you get that in there. 10 years old, you give him some smelling salts, you get him all riled up.
Can't start lifting yet. Got one more year. His bones start settling down.
So a 10-year-old, you think 10-year-old is the right time to start lifting?
It's a little light stuff, yeah. It's getting the motion down, getting it going. So, you know, once you get to middle school, you can start beefing up.
You're not afraid of growth plates and things like that?
Man, I shattered 2 growth plates. I had pins put in. Those things are a bitch when you break anything on a growth plate.
Yeah. All right. Well, Scotty Z, you got tall yourself. Who needs growth plates?
Hey, Fred. Yeah. Fred. What the hell was that last live read you did?
It made me money. Shut up. All right. Here are the headlines. We will be back with Bob Soucy.